Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about parenting. And today, we want to take time to acknowledge that God is our perfect Father. You see, everyone carries their own personal experiences and their own personal baggage into their marriage and into their parenting. And our relationship that we had with our parents impacts the way that we parent our own children, whether we want it to or not. And maybe you had a great relationship with your parents. Your parents were supportive, they were encouraging, they were kind to you, and they taught you to love and to follow Jesus. And although they weren't perfect, they had their flaws, they made their mistakes, they were a great picture of what God is like. And now you're trying to follow their example in the way that you parent your own children. You're trying to repeat what your parents did for you. But maybe you had a very difficult and a very strained relationship with your parents. Maybe one of your parents was never around. They were never present and involved in your life. Or your parents were harsh with you and constantly lost their temper. And they never really provided the support and the encouragement that you needed when you were growing up. And now that you're a parent, you're trying your best to not repeat their example with your own children. You're trying to break the cycle that's been in your family, maybe even for generations. But you see, whatever your family dynamic may have been, whatever experiences or baggage you bring into parenting, the good news is that God provides us with a picture of what a perfect parent, a perfect father looks like. In fact, listen to what John writes in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. He says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." You see, through Christ, through Jesus, we have been adopted into the family of God. We are now children of God and co-heirs with Christ. And regardless of what your earthly father may be like, regardless of what your relationship with him may be like, you have a perfect heavenly father, a father who is patient and kind and wise and loving. And it's his love and his goodness that provides us the example as parents to follow. We are now to point our kids to their heavenly father through the way that we parent and that we guide them. You know, I love this example that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 7. He says this, he says, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a steak. If you then, though you are evil, though you are flawed and broken, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" You see, even in our brokenness and in our imperfection and our failures and flaws, and even when we fail and we drop the ball as parents, we can still point our children to Jesus. By the way that we love them, the way that we care for them, the way that we serve them, and the way that we instruct them. So here's a question that I would love for you to consider today. Where do you need to reflect your heavenly Father in your parenting? And what area of your parenting do you need to reflect more of your heavenly Father? Is it in your level of patience with your kids? Maybe you're quick to lose your temper. You're quick to go off on them when they're frustrating you or they're not obeying and you need to be more patient. Maybe it's with the tone and attitude that you speak to your kids when you're tired and you're frustrated, but you need to work on your tone, your attitude. Maybe it's in your level of availability. You know, we have a Heavenly Father who's always available to us, but maybe there are some other responsibilities that are pulling you in different directions right now, but you need to be more available for your kids. Maybe it's in your level of intentionality with your kids. You're around them a lot, but you're not being intentional with that time. Where do you need to reflect more of your Heavenly Father in your parenting and your relationship with your kids? Well, I want to take some time now to pray. To thank God for being our perfectly heavenly Father, and then want to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you that you are a good Father and you are a perfect Father. You're perfect in the way that you love us and the way that you give to us and your plans for us. And we thank you for proving that love by sending your son Jesus to die for us. And now because of Jesus, we can become children of God. We can be adopted into your family and approach you as our Father. And Lord, I pray that the reality of our relationship with you would impact the way that we parent our children, that we would try to give an example, a picture to our kids of what their Heavenly Father is like in the way that we love them and in the way that we parent them. So Father, we love you and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.